Hey, sweetheart. It has been forever since we've been out dancing. And I just can't, I have to say, I can't wait for tonight. It's gonna be so much fun. Yeah, that studio that we're going to, it's always had kind of a special place for me. Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful studio. I mean, there's that, obviously, all those mirrors and great music and all of our friends and all that kind of good stuff. But really, every time I go in there, all I think about is that time. That one Saturday night that you and I went into the kitchen at that studio. Oh, do you remember it? I do. Yeah, we had a private lesson. And then there was an hour break for us when they did that sort of beginner class, the group class, and then it was going to be social dancing all night. We had our lesson, and that was fun because it was with you and also with our dance teacher, and yeah, he's cute. So, but then you and I hung out for a little while, and we couldn't think of anything to do. So we went into, that little kitchenette that's just off of the main studio. It's not even really, there aren't any walls per se. It's more like sort of a partitioned off area that's got a little refrigerator and a sink and a coffee maker, and it's just kind of, it's tucked away, but not. We went in there to try and see if we could find something in the fridge. And the group lesson was going on out front. And you and I, it started innocently enough. I mean, at least I thought it started innocently enough. But before I knew what was going on, you just kissed me really hard. Oh, and it was one of those that just makes you weak in the knees. Have such soft lips, but they're strong. So you grabbed me behind the waist and pulled me towards you. And oh, that body of yours. It whenever I feel it pressed against me, I go weak. I can't even help it. And then to feel your cock stiffen against my belly. Oh, that was fun. Yeah, and do you remember how you pushed me against the wall and I fell against it. I didn't even resist. And there was a class going on right outside. We could hear them. We could hear every word that Robert was saying. And we had to be quiet. Oh, I didn't want anybody to know. But, oh, it turned me on so much. And I actually remember hearing Robert say that he wanted, like, there was something that he was trying to explain for how the girls were supposed to do it. He actually said, "Where is that girl?" And I knew he was referring to me because I'm usually the one that demos with him. Oh, and I remember thinking, "Oh God, please don't come looking for me. Please don't come looking for me because I can't keep my composure right now." So then you made it even harder by grabbing me by the wrists and pulling me away from the wall. And you actually pushed me onto the counter so that I was leaning over it and you were behind me. Oh, and the thing that I remember so clearly was there's that little window, like a pass-through window from the kitchen to the studio floor. And you actually twisted the blinds a little bit so that we could see out and we could watch the class happen while you were running your hands over my body, putting those hands on my hips, pressing yourself into my ass. Oh God. You know, I tried to let my head drop and to just experience the sensation. And you grabbed me by the hair and pulled my head up and told me to watch. And you said, you know, if you can see them, if they look this way, they can see you. Oh God, and I actually let out a moan. Oh, I couldn't even contain it. Oh, it felt so good. Oh, just thinking about that, thinking about the possibility of somebody seeing me with you pressed into my back. Your hands roaming over my body, squeezing my breasts. Oh. And it got loud enough that I was afraid somebody was going to hear. And you actually did too. You were afraid of that as well. So you took your hand and wrapped it around my face. Oh, and you covered my mouth so I couldn't scream. While you undid the buttons on my jeans with your one hand and you slid the zipper down. And then you leaned over me and you whispered in my ear. You said, pull those fucking jeans off. So I did. I hooked my thumbs in the sides of my jeans and I shimmied them down just a little bit. Just down to my knees to give you access to my body. But so that I could still pull them up if anybody came into the kitchen, because there was no lock on that little door. Oh God. Oh. And then with one hand over my mouth, you slid the other hand over the nape of my neck, down my spine between my shoulder blades, over the small of my back, and that gorgeous tattoo that you love so much. Down over my ass. Oh. And finally against my pussy. And you slid it all the way up to my clit. Oh, and you did just a couple of little circles just to sharpen my senses a little bit. Oh, and I was so wet. Oh. Oh, God. Oh, and you pushed two fingers inside me. And thank God your hand was covering my mouth, because everyone would have heard that one. A class of 100 people just trying to learn how to dance right outside the window. And I was getting finger fucked in the next room over, not even the next room. Oh my God. Oh. You leaned over me and whispered in my ear, telling me to be quiet. Telling me that if I made another noise, you would stop, we'd put our clothes back on, and we would leave the kitchen and just go back to dancing like nothing happened. Oh, and I did not want that. I couldn't take it anymore. I didn't want it. Oh, I just wanted you. So I tried really hard to endure your fingers in my body, your hot breath on my neck. Oh. Oh. Oh, it felt so good. Oh. Oh. And I actually... Oh. I pushed you away from me, and I turned around so that I was facing you. And I snaked my hands up underneath your t-shirt so that I could just feel the heat of your chest in my hands. Oh, and I kissed you so hard. Oh. I leaned up and I pulled your neck, your face closer to mine. Oh, and I kissed you. And you tried to pull away. Yeah. And when you did that, I bit your fucking lip. Oh, I didn't want you to leave the energy right here against me. Oh. Oh, and I took my hands. And I, as quietly as I could, I undid your belt buckle. Oh, God. That clinking sound. Oh, fuck. And I opened your jeans. And I pulled them down just a little bit. Just enough to free your cock. Oh. And I licked my lips. Oh. And I tried. Oh. Fuck. Oh, you wouldn't let me sink to my knees. And oh, you wouldn't let me kiss the head of your cock like I wanted to so badly. Oh, God. Oh. You stared me so intensely in the face. You stared into my eyes. And you just said no. I couldn't have your cock in my mouth. Oh, God, and I lost it. Oh, I started whimpering. And you turned me around. You turned me around again. You told me to watch the class. And you know what? That one girl that I know that you and I both like, she actually, she gets bored during class. And she stopped paying attention to what was being said, and she just started looking around, and I swear to God, oh, she looked at the blinds, and she could see me. Oh, God. Oh, and just then, just when we both saw this happen, oh, you took that fucking cock and you pushed it in me. Oh, and you pumped it into me slowly, so slowly, hitting all of the right spots. And the intensity increased. Oh, second by second, until neither of us could take it anymore. Oh, and you just started fucking me so hard. Oh. Oh. With your hands still around my mouth. Oh, I screamed and I wailed. Oh. And to keep from being hurt, I had to bite your hand. Oh, just to contain it. Oh my God. Oh. Oh, and then we both came. Oh. And I could feel you just press yourself against me so hard. Oh, and I could feel you. Oh, just empty your balls into me, and it's just, oh my God. Oh, it took everything in to not scream. Oh my God, it took everything in me. And you slumped against my back, and I slumped against the kitchen counter. And we both looked through the pass-through window. And that girl, I swear she was watching us. She couldn't possibly have seen anything, could she? Oh. And then we actually heard, we heard him starting to wind up class just a little bit early. We both know that means that somebody's going to come into the kitchen and pull out some refreshments and put them out onto the back of the studio. Somebody's going to come in. Oh my God. We threw our clothes on so quickly. And you know who actually came in to deal with the refreshments? It was her. Oh, and she gave us a minute because I am certain she knew what was up. Oh, fuck. And just as we had, you know, my pants pulled back, my shirt pulled down, and my hair arranged, oh, your pants up and a buckle at least most of the way on. Oh, God. She opened the door and raised an eyebrow at us. And I am certain she could smell and see that sheepish look on both of our faces. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, had some crackers and she left with this little knowing smile. I'm certain that she knew what was going on. Oh, gosh. And then, the dance started, and I know she danced with you. Oh, and she danced with me, actually, once or twice, too. Oh, fuck. And I was just, oh, it felt so good, but I couldn't get the stupid smile off of my face. Oh. And now we're going again tonight, and it's been a while since we've all been there at the same time. But I know she's going, and I know we're going. Oh. And I can't wait to see what happens tonight.